Hi, and welcome to the magazine Racco and Chris. I'm Ron Pariser. Today I'll be reading from the March-April edition of Yankee. The first article is a continuation of where I left off from the last installment and includes short reviews of New England towns written by different authors. Culture Town, Manchester, Vermont. Population 4,484. Median home price, $602,000. The best places often catch us by surprise with the mix of their ingredients. Settled in 1761, Manchester Village offers low-key elegance, cottages of every era, and white marble sidewalks. Then, adjacent Manchester Center kicks in, with its designer outlets and lively independent shops such as Northshire Bookstore, whose 10,000-square-foot sprawl includes a vast collection of used and rare finds. Just a few minutes from the streets of downtown is the serene Southern Vermont Arts Center, where sculptures dance through fields and forest, and art-filled walls enliven a historic mansion. There are workshops to sample, performances at the Arkell Pavilion, and sophisticated dining at the on-site restaurant. In summer, the hills are alive with the sounds of the Manchester Music Festival, now in its 50th year of classical music performances, talks, and masterclasses. Manchester's culture goes hand in hand with its outdoor beauty. The legendary Battenkill River has challenged fishermen for decades. Not surprisingly, Orvis was founded here in 1856. And the American Museum of Fly Fishing illustrates the finer points of the sport, with lures appearing as tiny works of art. Abraham Lincoln's son Robert was so dazzled by the landscape that he built his summer mansion, Hildene, here in 1905. It's now a must-see house museum. And then there's the natural masterpiece of Mount Equinox, at 3,848 feet, looming over all. Ascend via the Skyline Drive to enjoy its breathtaking views, courtesy of the silent Carthusian monks who own it. Annie Graves. Worthy alternative, Ridgefield, Connecticut. What do Roz Chaste, Eugene O'Neill, and Maurice Sendak have in common? They're all among the creatives who've lived in this picturesque culture hub less than 60 miles from Times Square. And the arts keep coming, with community and professional theater, an art museum, a history museum, and an orchestra, too. Population, 7,228. Median home, 1.05 million. Affordable option, North Adams, Massachusetts. The arts scene in this former mill town gets a spectacular boost from Mass Mo CA, the largest contemporary art museum in the country. There are also local galleries and artists' lofts and the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. Meanwhile, nearby Mount Greylock and Natural Bridge State Park are testaments to nature's artistry. Population, 12,961. Median home, 179,950. Downtown Rebound. Haverhill, Massachusetts offers a portrait of a city on the verge. Haverhill was once a monument of New England industry, with a busy commercial district and imposing brick mills along the Merrimack and Little Rivers. But when those factories shuttered, the one-time Queen Slipper City saw its downtown languish and its manufacturing infrastructure descend into abandoned, graffitied disrepair. Now, after decades on the cusp of a renaissance, Haverhill is ready to reclaim some of its former luster with a project that uses the past to look toward the future. The preservation organization Historic New England is embarking on a visionary effort to transform a gritty 3-acre swath of downtown into a cultural destination spotlighting New England history. Dubbed the Historic New England Center for Preservation and Collections, it will feature a visitor center and exhibition space showcasing some of Historic New England's 125,000-piece collection of clothing, shoes, jewelry, furniture, paintings, wallpaper, housewares, and other objects, along with selections from its 1.5 million archival documents. The center will be more than just a museum or artifact repository, though. The multi-year $150 million-plus project could also include housing, retail, a hotel, a theater, a public green space, and artist and maker spaces. By Alexandra Pecci. Other comeback kids? New London, Connecticut. New London is poised for a maritime-driven boom thanks to a $300 million state pier redevelopment, an offshore wind turbine project, and the in-progress National Coast Guard Museum. Look for downtown revitalization to come along for the ride. Waterville, Maine. Colby College has led downtown Waterville's revival with two new arts centers, beautification projects, improved traffic patterns, and the city's first hotel in more than 100 years. Next up, new housing and commercial space in once abandoned mill buildings. College Town, Brunswick, Maine. Population 17,033. Median home 510,000. To see how town and gown fit together in Brunswick, begin at the historic mill complex Fort Andros and walk 1 mile south on Main Street to Bowdoin College. Within a few blocks are two Indian restaurants, plus gelato and brick oven pizza, homemade pasta, Japanese and Greek cuisine, and Maine seafood. One could dine out on Main Street every day, except you'll also want to cook at home with the local bounty of Brunswick's summer and winter farmers markets. Step inside Gulf of Maine Books and chat with poet owner Gary Lawless, whose store has been a fixture since the 1970s, and whose displays favor banned books. A bit farther along is Pleasant Street. Turn here to find the wall mural Dance of Two Cultures. Christopher Card's painting showcases the people and heritage of Brunswick and its sister city of Trinidad, Cuba. Looking at it, you will feel this town's embrace of inclusivity and multiculturalism. Heading back to Main Street, you'll want to linger at the town green, which stays vibrant even in winter with its outdoor skating rink. The green flows to Bowdoin College and one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. Look around. Sit by trees planted before Hawthorne and Longfellow studied there. Explore the museums. Then, after downtown Brunswick has won your heart, take a short drive to the Harpswell Peninsula. As you soak in its ocean views, you may wonder, with all this, why would any student ever want to graduate? Mel Allen. Worthy alternative? Hanover, New Hampshire. Hollywood's ideal college town would look just like this. Streets lined with little shops and eateries that lead to a stately campus ringed by red brick buildings. Hanover also throws in a river for kayaking, a ski hill, and an art museum, and access to the Appalachian Trail. Population, 11,870. Median home, 1.13 million. Affordable option, Farmington, Maine. When U.S. News and World Report put the University of Maine at Farmington in its top 10 for best value last year, it focused on UMF's academics and in-state cost of only $10,989. Yet, one should also factor in proximity to lakes and major ski resorts, upscale pubs and cafes, and a festival honoring native son and earmuff inventor Chester Greenwood. Population, 7,592. Median home, 242,500. Eco-minded town, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Population, 7,172. Median home, 505,000. Support of local farmers is fierce in Great Barrington, a culinary cradle in the Housatonic River Valley. Indeed, in this small town, named one of America's best by Smithsonian Magazine, a closer look confirms a conscious commitment at every level of eating and drinking. Restaurants raise their own meats and produce. Barrington Brewery makes its beer with solar power. SoCo Creamery sources dairy for its ice cream from a family farm and makes its own cookie dough to boot. But Great Barrington shows its eco-mindedness in other ways, too. The town's embrace of green burials, a co-housing cluster of sustainably built cottages recently featured on Dwell's website, an environmentally friendly approach to weddings at St. James Place, a cultural center and event venue where micro-weddings sidestep the 1 billion pounds of trash that U.S. nuptials generate annually. There's more. The Appalachian Trail Conservancy has designated the town an Appalachian Trail community for its dedication to the legendary hiking route. At Refill GB, locals can restock on lemongrass laundry soap and work towards zero waste. Karen Allen Fiber Arts features natural fiber sweaters that the actress weaves herself. And at Rubiner's, Cheesemongers and Grocers, the motto, "Cheese is our thing," feels like an understatement as you survey the bounty of small farm artistry displayed like edible platonic solids. Conscious and tasty living. It's definitely something to chew on. Annie Graves. Worthy alternative. Belfast, Maine. This coastal town hums with art, music, boating, and hiking. Home of the Maine Farmland Trust, it also has one of Maine's largest food co-ops, a solar-powered firehouse, a town climate crisis committee, and an eco-village co-housing community. Population? 6,938, median home, $370,000. Affordable option, Rutland, Vermont. While skiers know it as a home base for Killington, Rutland is quietly gaining fame as a sustainable energy capital. It has the most solar power per capita of any New England city, with its Stafford Hill Solar Farm alone producing enough electricity to run 2,000 homes. Population, 15,807, median home, $265,000. Historic architecture town, Wickford, Rhode Island. Population, 892, median home, $583,250. A village of North Kingstown, set on western Narragansett Bay, Wickford can feel a bit like an island, with water views in every direction, even in the slivers between buildings. Streets uncoil like rope, with sea captains' houses leaning back from the sidewalks. Dogs amble past with their people in tow. Mellow light smooths the rose brick storefronts. Shade trees line up like parade spectators. It's hard to believe you're just 25 minutes from the bustle of Providence. Recently named one of America's 10 best historic small towns in a USA Today poll, Wickford has one of the densest collection of 18th century houses in New England. It makes sense that people whose hobby and love is restoring houses are drawn here, says one longtime resident. Preservation is a fast track to fitting in, bolstered by groups like Histwick and Historic North Kingstown. Worthy alternative. Woodstock, Vermont. Woodstock has three, count them, National Register Historic Districts. At its heart is a lovely town green bordered by the 1892 Woodstock Inn and streets filled with buildings from late 18th to late 19th centuries. Plan a side trip to the Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historical Park, whose 550 acres are anchored by a handsome 1805 mansion. Population, 3,005. Median home, 1.05 million. Affordable option, Skowhegan, Maine. Your great-grandparents would feel at home in Skowhegan's historic district. with its nearly 40 buildings dating from 1880 to 1910. History also resonates in the oldest continuously held state fair in the country, the 1946 Skowhegan School of Painting and Sculpture, and the local movement for preserving heritage grains. Population 8620. Median home 249,000. Annie Graves. Small towns in big cities. A salute to our favorite urban neighborhoods. Boston, Massachusetts. At just 4.4 square miles, Jamaica Plain is packed with attractions that make life special. JP is popular with both locals and visitors for its many green spaces, including the Harvard-owned Arnold Arboretum. There's also brewing stalwart Sam Adams, creative eateries like Tres Gatos, a tapas bar that's also a book and record store, and the jewel-like Jamaica Pond with its rowboat and sailboat rentals. Providence, Rhode Island. Below Brown University on the east side sits Fox Point, a city neighborhood that still feels intimate, even a touch secluded. It's made for walking and biking or just hanging out in parks along the harbor. Narragansett Brewery, New England's oldest, makes its home here, while Wickenden Street invites browsing amid a trove of antiques and collectibles shops. Portland, Maine. Maine's biggest city has long been seen as a foodie beacon, and the Munjoy Hill East End neighborhood more than upholds that reputation with places like Ying Yang Tavern, Kong Tu Bat, and the Front Room. In warm weather, hungry crowds head to the Eastern Promenade, whose views of Casco Bay are the backdrop for some of the city's best food trucks. Burlington, Vermont. The Old North End, or 1, is a residential neighborhood north of bustling Church Street Marketplace and adjacent to UVM. Among its enticements are Battery Park, with its fine lake vistas, Intravale's Gardens and Trails, the Youth Theater, Very Merry Theater, and funky stores like Junktiques, which draws artists and even celebrates the art of bartering. Worcester, Mass. While the canal itself was covered up long ago, residents of the Canal District know their neighborhood features some of Worcester's best hidden gems, alongside heavy hitters like the Worcester Ice Center and Polar Park, home of the city's Red Sox affiliate. The Worcester Public Market, meanwhile, would be a star attraction anywhere. Kevin Kazwara. Remote Work Town, Kent, Connecticut. Population 3,019. Median home price $509,500. You crave clean air and outdoor space to spare, but you're still a bit tethered to a job, a business, or life in the big city. And truth be told, you're more than a little accustomed to dining at the restaurants of celebrated chefs and wandering into world-class galleries whenever you want to spruce up your place. Is there really a country retreat where you can work remotely and gain far more than you sacrifice? Where you're 20 minutes from a Metro North train that can deposit you in the heart of Manhattan in less than 2 hours, yet even closer to a riverside stretch of the Appalachian Trail? Yes, there is. It's Kent in far western Connecticut, the town Yankee famously named best for fall foliage. Sublimely scenic, surprisingly sophisticated, Kent claims 3 state parks within its borders, along with an independent bookstore, high-end decor showrooms like RT Facts, and restaurants headlined by Orr Hill, Chef Tyler Anderson's contemporary farm-to-table venture, just named to the New York Times annual Best in America restaurant list. You'll have robust internet here, and you'll get used to the occasional dropped cell phone call. After all, working from home is all about flexibility. You'll have that in spades as you rub shoulders with other balance seekers walking their tots to preschool, snagging bestsellers at a library book sale or tapping keyboards and sipping frozen Frappa Mochas at 45 on Main. Increasingly, the transplants aren't just urban escapees. They're down-to-earth families who simply want it all. Tim Knox Beckius. Worthy alternative. Barnstable, Massachusetts. While your kids are at sailing camp, you can be captaining your own enterprise. Barnstable's 7 welcoming villages are more connected than ever to the world beyond Cape Cod, thanks to posh co-working spaces, high-speed ferries, and added flights from the town-owned airport. Population, 48,916. Median home, 690,000. Affordable option, Berlin, New Hampshire. If you're itching to put the emphasis on remote, Berlin may be the work-at-home hometown for you. The mountain views and square footage you'll score in this former mill town on the Androscoggin would cost a bundle anywhere else. And the city's first new mayor in 14 years is actively enticing entrepreneurs. Population, 9,425. Median home, 180,000. Revitalized small city, St. Albans, Vermont. Population, 6,877. Median home, 346,500. As small cities across New England plot their comebacks, St. Albans offers an inspiring look at what's possible. Less than 2 decades ago, city leaders launched a plan to reverse a decades-long decline that had taken its toll on not just Main Street, but also the spirit of the city itself, says city manager Dominic Cloud. The revival began with a $3 million reimagination of downtown, which brought wider sidewalks, more trees, and the kinds of pedestrian-friendly areas that feel welcoming to visitors and locals alike. Today, Main Street features a thriving food and drink scene, a terrific bookstore, and a robust summer farmers market in Taylor Park. Elsewhere, new buildings have gone up, historic ones have been restored, and multinational firms have set up shop. In a state that has struggled with declining population, St. Albans has seen its number of residents climb 16% since 2010. Of course, this being Vermont, one is always close to the outdoors. Lake Champlain is on the doorstep, while the Hardack Recreation Area, a 95-acre public property, features an old-school ski hill, miles of hiking trails, and a year-round pool that stays a balmy 85 degrees even in the depths of winter. Community pride, meanwhile, is front and center during a wealth of annual events. From a winter carnival to special parent-kid dances, the Daughter Gala and the Sun Shindig, at the all-new City Hall. People come here and they just see how much is happening, and they ask, is it always like this? Says Kelly Veens, a St. Albans native and the city's longtime recreation director. And my answer is always the same. It really is. Ian Aldrich. Worthy alternative, Salem, Massachusetts. Since 2001, Salem Main Streets has been a driving force in this North Shore city that's anchored in no small part by the Peabody Essex Museum, the nation's oldest continuously operating museum. And Boston, 15 miles south, is just a short commuter rail ride away. Population, 44,482. Median home, 585,500. Affordable option, Keene, New Hampshire. The splashy renovation of Keene's historic Colonial Theater continues to draw attention to its re-energized downtown. Keene State College's pretty little campus flows into a central district with what's been touted as the world's widest paved Main Street, locally grown restaurants and shops, and one of the best art and music scenes in the state. Population 23,047, median home 330,000. Rivertown, Chester, Connecticut. Population 3,749, median home 467,500. Just 2 hours from New York City or Boston, Chester settles into the nooks and crannies of hilly terrain along the banks of the Connecticut River, a mere 10 miles north of Long Island Sound. In a region shot through with sparkling waterways, Pataconk Brook ducks under Chester's Main Street, threading itself through a compact downtown that's friendly, attractive, and cosmopolitan, while still keeping close to its small-town New England character. Character is key here. Though settled in 1692, Chester can be a bit anti-Mame, with her life-is-a-banquet attitude. It's an artist's enclave dotted with galleries and restaurants. It's a walking town that draws creative people, according to one shopkeeper. It's a great town for kids and dogs, says another. A full dance card of events, meanwhile, includes a Sunday farmers market, a 4th of July road race, the Chester Fair since 1877, and a town-wide tag sale in May. But Chester's roots are curled around history, too. From April through November, the 1769 Chester Headline Ferry runs passengers across the Connecticut River to the century-old Gillette Castle, dribbled onto the cliffs like an eccentric, oversized sandcastle. The old burying ground creaks with tombstones from the 1700s, and the 1868 Chester Fife and Drum Corps is one of the oldest continuously active groups of its kind in the nation. And through all this, a beautiful river runs. Annie Graves. Worthy alternative, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth's modest footprint belies all that it packs in. Thriving arts and culture, au courant dining, colorful historic homes, and that town within a town, Strawberry Bank Museum. The Piscataqua River runs alongside Pretty Prescott Park, which hosts a full-bore summer extravaganza of outdoor entertainment. Population 21,956, median home $711,000. Affordable option, Greenville, Massachusetts. Sitting at the confluence of three rivers, Greenville is a scrappy combo of rural and forward-thinking, its mayor calls it Rurban. The first designated green community in Massachusetts lures visitors with diverse restaurants, vintage shops, local breweries, a pair of marquee music festivals, Green River and Wormtown, and the show-stopping Franklin County Fair. Population, 17,768, median home, 320,000. Damariscotta, Maine, picture-perfect town. Population 2,297, median home 459,250. Damariscotta would fall into the prettiest percentile of New England towns, even if there were nothing to see beyond its dreamy little harbor on the tidal river that shares its name. It's a classic coastal scene, complete with pleasure boats at anchor, a rollicking restaurant on the pier, and a white church spire closer to heaven than the treetops. But there are other visuals that make the town where Adam White set his 2022 bestseller, The Midcoast, a place where you'll spend an inordinate amount of time snapping photos. From the ginormous banana splits at Walt's Soda Fountain, which hasn't changed much in 75 years, to the luminous sunsets looking west toward the Great Salt Bay, preferably from the deck at Round Top with a cone of farm-fresh lavender ice cream in hand. There are sweet scenes galore to document. Put down roots here, and your family may soon be growing half-ton pumpkins. Of all the events that bring this community together, Fall's annual Pumpkin Fest and Regatta is the zany zenith, and it all begins on Seedling Sunday in May, when townspeople adopt plants that will produce the giant pumpkins destined for use as art or boats. Don't imagine for a moment, though, that Damariscotta is lacking in more erudite culture. It has two resident theater companies and a cinema. It hosts Salt Bay Chamberfest concerts. Its library is supported handsomely by a volunteer-powered used bookstore that Yankee has named the state's best. And the Peace Gallery brings neighbors together to stretch, create, and meditate. Kim Knox Beckius. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the March-April issue of Yankee. I'm Ron Pariser. So long until next time.